Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
The last Blockbuster store, I think in the world, we'll say the world. I know for sure it's the United States, but in the world is in Bend, Oregon. Now, they still operate like a fully functional Blockbuster video store. If you want to go in on a Friday night and, you know, grab one of the DVD copies of Liar Liar that's been up on the shelf for 20 years, all right, fine. They sell the popcorn, they sell the candy, the whole thing. Well, obviously, it's been a little bit of a tough time for the Blockbuster video in Bend, Oregon. So they've decided to put their store on Airbnb so movie lovers can request to book a one-night stay for one weekend only, September 18th through the 20th. And you must be a resident of the county that this Blockbuster video store is in. You can have up to 4 guests per household allowed per night, and it will cost you $4.
The same
amount that it would cost you to rent a movie from Blockbuster, you could rent the entire store and have the entire Blockbuster video for yourself, all for just $4.
And not only that, but you get pizza, You get all the snacks that are there, and they even have an old-timey big screen TV, the kind that you needed a forklift to move into your house.
Oh, yeah.
That had like a giant back to it. You can watch all the movies on VHS or DVD on this TV, and there's a pull-out couch with 90s bed sheets.
First of all, this is adorable. It's an adorable, adorable idea. Love that you have to live in this county because it means that was your Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. So you're not getting like weird hipsters from, you know, their state who just want to like for some sort of like Instagram-y opportunity. The $4 part I'm shocked by.
Yeah, me too. You'd think you'd at least, they could have charged $400 and people would still do it.
Easily.
But I also think, too, like they're also trying to make it like a 90s night, right? Because obviously it's Blockbuster. They have the 90s sheets and they're doing all the 90s stuff. That's probably what you would have paid for an Airbnb back in the 90s, right?
No way.
Yeah. I mean, like, think about it, though. That's pretty reasonable.
I don't know. We used to stay at a beach condo my whole childhood, once a week, a year. And I'm pretty sure my parents always made sure that they told me how expensive it was. And it was more than $4.
Now, that had, you know, a kitchen and was at the beach. This is in a strip mall. And you have to pee where the, you know, in the staff
employees
bathroom.
Do.
Right.
How... Is there a Blockbuster still open?
I'm sure that it operates just kind of like a kitschy Redbox, kind of. Like, people use Redbox.
Redbox doesn't have rent.
What are you talking about? Doesn't have to pay for a brick and mortar location.
Yeah,
that's so let's assume that
Redbox doesn't have employees at every location.
So maybe that Blockbuster has been at that location since the 90s. If that's the case, I mean, if that's the case, maybe they've paid out their lease. Maybe the property owner gave them the option of owning the property after that much time. I have no idea.
I was just going to say that could be one of the cases too, because if like say maybe they own the building, so they don't have to worry about it anymore, and they've already paid it off or whatever. But they still have close to 4,000 accounts at that Blockbuster.
I'll bet they do. If I lived anywhere near that place, I would have an account because, A, that's hilarious. B, you get the card, think of the Instagram likes.
Mm-hmm.
C, if you're going to rent something anyway, now granted, I've gone all digital. So, like, I just rent stuff through
iTunes. You have? What a novel, unique thing to do.
Well, every single time I go to CVS or Raley's, I see some people at the Red Box. So, clearly, not
true.
Everybody has gone digital.
When I see people at Red Box, I am shocked every time.
And Redbox to me is really weird. I think it's more normal to go to the last Blockbuster than a Redbox where you go up to a 1980s voting machine and put that nasty ass carpet over your head so that you can.
You don't have to put it over your head. You can just flip it over the top.
You could, but I don't see people doing that. They wear it like a hat.
That is true. That's so true.
Someone texted in, the Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon is a single standing privately owned chain, I guess.
See, there you go.
Okay, so they make all those decisions independently. I don't even think, is Blockbuster still a corporation too? Because
no.
They don't have a streaming service or anything. All the
which
other
is,
shops are closed.
Weird.
Yeah, they really missed the boat on that.
Well, that was the thing. When Netflix first came out, Blockbuster, there were people within I only know this because I worked at Blockbuster, but there were people within Blockbuster going like, guys, we should really get on this. It wasn't really streaming at the time. It was the we deliver movies to your house thing. And Blockbuster executives were like, har, 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 har. People will always want to come here.
Right.
They did eventually make a streaming service and nobody even cared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So, all right. So what other cool 90s type places would you pay a minimal amount of money to go to as an Airbnb? My first suggestion, the Max from Saved by the Bell, because that seemed like a place that everyone wanted to hang out at.
Sure.
When I was 10 years old, like, I wish I had somewhere cool to hang out at after school instead of having to go straight home. I would be willing to pay just to stay the night in the Max and then have the magician waiter come out and do magic tricks for you like they did on the show.
Oh, was the Max a restaurant?
Yeah.
It was a restaurant?
Yeah, it was a cafe.
I would have picked, if it's anything from the 90s, I would have loved to have stayed in a shopping mall with a really great food court. Like, all the memories of just hanging out in the shopping mall at the food court. There was always a movie theater that was filthy, you know? Oh, that would have been great.
Okay, so in the 90s, I was doing child slave labor at my parents' business, so I didn't get to do a lot of, like, didn't very frequently get to do like normal kid things. So can I choose something that still exists, but I would like to spend the night there?
Okay.
I don't know. I would imagine after that, your answer is anything but child labor.
Michael's Craft Store?
Oh.
I'll take a Joann's too. You have something to do all night long, honey.
Specifically at Halloween time.
Oh, why
I would
is
choose.
That?
I get very excited when it's Halloween time at Michael's.
Okay. I mean, God, think of all the kitschy jewelry you could make.
Oh, the kitschy, or the foam haunted houses.
It
goes on forever.
It goes on forever.
So nothing like Discovery Zone or anything where kids actually went and had fun. You're just picking a...
Never went.
You never went to Discovery Zone?
No.
She was too busy stuffing bonbons.
Oh my gosh.
I know it's sad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.